let everybody know that our fire chief, Randy McGregor, and the assistant chief, Terry Barnett, and the training chief, Ricky Van, are down at the fire chief's conference this week. A lot of the main topics that they are getting the newest information on and, you know, improved information on has to do with making the work of our firefighters safer through, you know, better formulation of plans while operating on the fire scene, and also, you know, accountability strategies and such as this, which make it a lot, make it safer for our guys to be out there trying to do what they do for the citizens, and tries to keep all of them coming home to their families safe at the end of the shift without, you know, injury or death. We did have a passing of one of our retirees, one of the assistant fire chiefs of many years ago, Charles Nichols, passed away, and we laid him to rest Tuesday. The fire, one of the fire engines carried the casket to the gravesite. The other thing we've got going is the Texas Forest Service has been in town with us. They've been here to help us with a wildland fire assessment. You wouldn't think we have a lot of wildlands here in Bryan and College Station, but because we don't have a big forest like over in East Texas, but we do have a lot of green belts and a lot of pasture-type areas intermingled with our urban and suburban areas, and those green belts can definitely if you have an ignition in that area, you can create a wildland fire that escapes to another area and becomes a very large fire that can impact our urban and suburban areas. They've been here doing an assessment study with us. We've been working together with them, and they are formulating some statistical data. They'll be coming back to us with plans for through prevention and education and notification to the public to help prevent any kind of wildland fires in those areas. And then also we'll be working with them looking at mitigation strategies and training strategies and possibly equipment that might be needed to fight the kinds of fires that we would have in those areas.
Yeah, we hear so often, you know, about buildings and homes, businesses, you know, the high-rise structures in downtown Bryan, for instance, but green space, that's a new one.
Yes, and it's always been there, but we hadn't really looked at it as a potential for creating a lot of problem for us. But the more we try to be green conscious, and we try to keep this park space and green space and try to, you know, keep our trees and so on, the more we have we have spaces that could be the ignition source and could be the pass-through source for a fire that goes from one place to another and could definitely, you know, move a fire from one area or one couple of structures on down the way a little bit to some other structures. And you know, that would still be a wildland fire if it goes through that open space, that wild green space.
Visiting with William Bounce of the Bryan Fire Department, you touched on this a little bit, but first of all, to confirm, this is the first time there's been an assessment of this type in Bryan College Station?
To my knowledge, this is the first time that we've worked together with the Texas Forest Service to formulate this. I know that they're working to assist many counties and cities in this. I think this is something that has been brought to the forefront by recent, you know, issues such as the fires down in last year and the year before in the state of Texas, where we had so many wildland fires. I think that brought this idea to the forefront a little bit, having so many fires, wildland fires in Texas. And so they're working aggressively with the cities and counties to try to help us get on the on a good page as far as being ready to deal with this.
And as we close up this afternoon, anything else to communicate to listeners?
Just want to remind them we've had some great rain, and that's good. We're going to have a lot of green stuff come out. We are still going to have a lot of dead stuff. We're going to have a lot of leftover leaves from the winter. We're going to have some dead trees that don't come back. So just be really careful. You'll still have dead stuff, even though you have green coming up, and that's still a fire danger as it dries out. So be cautious with that. Be cautious with your cooking fires outside and so on.